Hi everyone, today we are with the lovely Kirsty Malone. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you Barry.
For those who are listening to our podcast today, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, what would you like to know? I'm Kirsty Malone, I'm from East Kilbride originally, and I live in Glasgow. I've been working as an actor and a singer and working with youth theatre and community arts for like the past 7 or 8 years.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I'm excited, very excited to come back to the Harbour Arts Centre for our Broadway on the Coast.
So what was it that made you get into acting? When did you go, this is for me, this is what I want to do?
I started classes when I think I was about 12. Ah. I went to just like a Saturday class. Before that, my mum and dad, I went to ballet when I was like 3, and then I got piano lessons and none of it really stuck. I was not really into any of that. And then when I started doing drama and singing, I realised it was totally amazing, and I've just felt like it was right. I'd found my people and it was my place where I belonged. And then I auditioned for Knightswood, the Dance School of Scotland.
Okay.
And that was it. That was really the beginning of the professional sort of career, and that was when I was 16. I moved to London when I was 18. I can't believe my mum and dad let me do that, but they did. So yeah, it's when
we
came back.
That's when the journey started. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favourite show, a favourite musical?
Oh, so many. I currently love The Book of Mormon. Seen that a few times. I also love Little Shop of Horrors. One of my all-time favourites is West Side Story, actually.
Me too.
Really, I
me
love too. It. It's the music. It's just unbelievable. When I went to university, I actually did my dissertation on West Side Story. Because I just think there's so much to say.
If there was
it.
One part that you could play, what?
Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors.
Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. Okay. So this year, you were lucky enough to be part of The Fringe. And you were in a show. What was
Yes, that's right. Christ on a bike.
It
was like a cabaret sort of show. Yeah. On sort of later. At one of the venues. It was really fun. It was good. It was with a friend that had written the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I played one of the three wise men. Complete with moustache. So, things you do really for this job.
What is it like? Performing at The Fringe. Now, The Fringe, for some people that don't know, is like the biggest theatre festival in the world.
It's very exciting. There's just things on all the time. You can go and see a show at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's always busy, great atmosphere. So,
is it crazy to be a part of?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's nice though. It feels like you're a part of some like amazing club or something. It's just really fun. So, but even just going to see shows as an audience is brilliant as well. I'd recommend it to anyone who's never been
definitely.
Before.
This next performance marks the return to the original cast. Now, you've done a couple of these shows, Broadway,
yes.
Coast and Irvine. Do you have any memorable experiences?
My favourite memory is when my backing track cut out during one of my songs. I dreamed a dream, I think, and the track just stopped playing, and I was kind of like, I didn't really know whether to finish the song or just sit down, so it was quite weird. The audience were looking at me like totally stunned, and I was looking at them totally stunned, but we all laughed. It was funny. So yeah, that's probably most memorable, but I've enjoyed doing them all. The audiences have always been amazing, and it's been just a great experience.
If somebody's listening to this and it's like, I've never been to Broadway on the Coast, how would you describe it?
I just describe it as an amazing evening of entertainment, much better than sitting at home watching your telly, X Factor, for professional singers, a bit of banter, you can get a drink, you know, it's really relaxed, and just loads of songs that you'll know. There might be a couple in there that you don't know, so you can learn about a new musical that maybe you've not heard of before. So if you're into musical theatre, I would highly recommend it.
Now, after the 24th of October, after our show, you go away to Pitlochry.
I do, yes. I'm going
tell
up
us a little bit about
Pitlochry Festival Theatre to do their Christmas show, which is White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fancy a trip to the Highlands, then please do come up. I'm playing Rita, which is one of the sort of showgirls in it. So I have to get my legs out quite a lot. So we did it 3 years ago. It was one of the most successful shows that Pitlochry's ever done. So they've brought it back. If you've other cast are coming back to do it, so it'll be really, really nice. It'll be a really good
nice
show.
One. Thank you very much, Kirsty, for sitting
not
with me and talking to me about Broadway
you're
in the Coast.
You're welcome, and I hope we get to see lots of people at Broadway in the Coast.
Yeah.
Come!
Now, if you're thinking about coming to the Harbour Arts Centre to Broadway in the Coast, it's on the 24th of October, and tickets are available from capadurock.com or by phoning the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274059. Thank you very much, Kirsty.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And we'll talk to everyone
see
again.
See you at the Harbour Arts Centre.
Bye-bye.
Bye.